The first reading for today is from Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. You remember the commercial from the 80s, don't you? The guy had the hard hat on and was holding on to the rafter, is it just, and then he'd let go, and then it just shows you how that crazy glue could make that bond. I think that guy was probably about 3 inches off the ground when they filmed that, I'm not sure, just for safety's sake, but you know, but it showed you, you know, he's got this iron girder in his hard hat and it's holding him in place. Besides that, if he had let go, you would have seen all the blood start to pull, you know. So we know the commercial wasn't quite right, but we know crazy glue works because it stood the test of time. It's some good stuff. There's some other good stuff out there too nowadays. I mean, all kinds of things like that on the market, but it's a good representation of the idea of the bond that I see being talked about in our text. Understanding that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Because I can recall getting some of that crazy glue on my fingers and wondering if there was anything that was ever going to separate them. Not a good feeling. I remember that great hymn of the faith, blessed be the tie that binds, binding and bond. That God talks about that a lot in Scripture and a lot about the importance of that. He binds himself to creation in creating and sustaining everything through himself. He created this binding, this bond between the children of Abraham in the old covenant. If you obey my commandment fully, then I will be your God and you will be my people. And then with the new covenant, to all who believed in Jesus, in his death and resurrection, he creates a bond also there. He binds us to him. God also bonds people to each other, couples, together. They are bonded in holy matrimony. The two become one flesh. Everyone is a neighbor to you. That's a bond that's created. It doesn't mean just those that live next door, but he says all people are our neighbors. He also says that we're bonded together as brothers and sisters in Christ. When he even talked about that himself, Jesus saying, these are my brothers and my sisters, those that are around me that are of the family. So whether it's crazy glue, or Bondo, or JB Weld, a nice cold weld you can put on things. If you watch NASCAR, they have this stuff, they used to call it bear tape. And the guys that used it were very careful. They had gloves and all kinds of gear on because you didn't let this stuff touch your skin because it never comes off. They used it to actually hold pieces of metal together on the car that had gotten separated and let the cars go back out on the racetrack. So this is some very strong tape, very expensive tape, very strong. And nothing. Once that was on there, it was better than the metal in the first place, the way it held and created a bond. It's kind of reminiscent of that idea of nothing being able to separate. For us, we know that nothing can separate us comes from God. Oh, we make a pledge in membership when we join congregations. We pledge that we're going to be faithful, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, but that's not really a bond that holds us to God. It should. Our promises should hold us there, but God's bond is greater. In fact, the idea of our bonding ourselves to God and our promises, in men's Bible study yesterday, and Okay, if you ever go to Saturday morning men's Bible study, there's a rule. What's said in Saturday morning men's Bible study stays in the Saturday morning men's Bible study. I think it was there long before Vegas actually claimed it as a motto. But that's just in our prayers. We say our prayers and we keep everything there. Well, I think that this one is okay because it's out of the Bible and it's one of the verses we studied yesterday. From Deuteronomy 23, it says, "If you make a vow to the Lord your God, do not delay in paying it, for the Lord your God will certainly demand it of you, or you will be guilty of sin." And then it goes on, "Whatever your lips utter, you must be sure to do, because you made your promise freely to the Lord your God with your mouth." If you make a promise to God, it's very clearly saying, keep the promise. Hold on to that promise. And don't break it, because God will hold you accountable for breaking that promise. We bond people together in the church in other ways. We bond people as prayer partners. Our confirmation, our eighth grade confirmation classes get prayer partners each year, and there's a bond that is created, although the kids don't know who that is that's praying for them and sending them cards until confirmation time, but hopefully that bond stays around for a while after that as well. We're bonded in baptism when God places his name upon us, and if you will, almost like a brand upon us. It's invisible, but it's there to say that we belong to him. In confirmation, when the kids affirm their baptismal vows, they are working on creating that bond of faithfulness to God in making their promises now to the Lord. And these bonds and these promises and these oaths are all around us all the time. I mean, they're made by doctors, they're made by the President of the United States, they're made by politicians all over the place, they're made by people when they join churches, they're made by people when you sign contracts. We create these bonds. And God was all about them, certainly, too. The phylacteries. Take his word, he said. Create this bond between me and you. Tie these to your foreheads and to your arms. And then he says that we're to bind love and faithfulness around our neck in another area of Scripture. He even says regarding our fathers' and mothers' teachings that we're to bind those teachings upon our hearts. And God says that he binds up the brokenhearted, and that the sins that would bind us together are broken in his bonds of forgiveness, bonds of heaven. He binds up the wounds of the brokenhearted. God is there for us in every way. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. God has made this bond like Teflon. There was the old Gallagher line, "What makes Teflon stick to the pan?" I still don't know that. I'm not a scientist. I don't really care as long as it does, you know. But it's like that. It's there forever. Nothing is going to separate that bond. It's there. And that's the way God has created his relationship to be with us. Now, we're going to face persecutions. We're going to face trials. We're going to face tribulations. We're going to face distress. Those can't separate us from God either. What you're going through right now in your life, that can't separate you from God either. Whatever it is that you're experiencing, whether it's a fear, whether it's a question, whether it's a doubt, whether it's a hurt, whether it's a sorrow, that can't separate you from God. It can create all kinds of turmoil within you, and it does. But it doesn't run God off, and it doesn't lessen God's power or his hold on your life. And you don't have to go through any of it alone. Because don't you think that God can probably handle everything that you're going through? He's taken on everything in the world before. He can take on everything from the world now. Whatever the difficulties, whatever the cause for separation, whatever the struggles in life, he wants to create a greater bond between you and him. He wants to draw you even closer. God is on your side. He always has been, and he always will be. The things that separate us, That's pretty clearly laid out in that scripture, and sadly, here you get it. What can separate us from the love of God? Neither demons nor angels, present nor future, nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation are able to separate us from the love of God. But there is something that can separate us from the love of God that's not noted on that list. There's one thing, and that's you. You're the only one who can separate yourself from God and from God's love. You let other things separate you at times, maybe computers, maybe the phone, maybe daily struggles, maybe friends, maybe family, maybe work, but you're the one who allows that. You create the separation between yourself and God. It's your perception and your knowledge. It's your ideas about what you need and what you don't need. Those are the things that separate you from God. Nothing in all of creation can separate you from the love of God. So the real thing that we need to do is stop interfering with the bond. God has created a great bond between us. His Son Jesus, His death and resurrection, the waters of baptism, these things are there for us. And He said that He's always going to be with us. Nothing outside of us can pull us away from God's love. You're the only one who can create the separation. Difficulties occur. How will you deal with them? Do you deal with them with God, or do you try and deal with them on your own? In your own ideas, in your own personal perceptions of how things should go? You pose the greatest threat between you and God. So tear down the walls, tear down the barriers, tear down the things that you would build up and put between you and the Lord. Stop trying to interfere with the relationship. Too many folks who choose not to worship regularly, not to attend Bible study, not to support the work of the Lord, not to help around the churches or in the communities with other people in need, they're pulling themselves away from the Lord instead of allowing those opportunities that the Lord creates for those bonds to grow stronger between us and Him. God wants a stronger relationship with you, a more faithful relationship with you, and there's nothing more that He can do. He's done everything for us. But He leaves it to us now in showing us these other opportunities. You give the drink to the thirsty. You feed the hungry. You clothe the naked. You visit those who are in prison. And that's physical and spiritual and all kinds of prisons that exist in our lives. But we're there to help those in their times of need. We become brothers and sisters in Christ to each other. These are all opportunities that God lays out before us, so that bond can be greater between us. The only possible separation comes from us, and that's a first commandment issue right there. Shall have no other gods. Will God be first in your life? Will God be foremost in your life? Will you follow? And God will allow you to do it up to a certain point. There comes a point when He says, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. But up to that point, He allows us to seek out our self-will, our self-ways, our selfishness in this life. Our own holiness that won't lead us to Him. Or He allows us, because of free will, to come to Him. He's not going to force His will upon you. But He opens Himself up to welcome you. Be the Father at the gate, standing there, watching for your return. To be the one with His arms spread wide open, saying, I love you this much. To being the God who would sacrifice that Son on the cross for the sake of a rebellious people. He's the God who comes to us and says, I love you so much, I want you to know it from the moment you're baptized. Throughout all of your days, God seeks to create a bond that will never break. And there's only one thing that can get in the way. Don't be that one thing. Continue to open your hearts up, your lives up, your hands, your mouths, your feet, everything in you, everything about you up to serving the Lord your God, to creating a greater hope in that relationship with the one who gave himself for you, to remembering that the one who gave everything, absolutely everything he could possibly give for you, continues to hold on to you. And his only desire is that you would desire to also hold on to him. That's a bond. That's an eternal bond. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. Amen.